From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. If Republicans take back a congressional majority in November, Florida Representative Mike Waltz has pledged the House GOP would investigate the flow of Chinese money into the U.S. economy. Waltz tells the Daily Mail that the steady encroachment not only poses a military threat, but could also have wide-ranging impacts on the American economy. Recent reports show Chinese companies are increasing their hold over key sectors of the U.S. economy by purchasing farmland and expanding their technology into rural areas. The USDA's Food and Safety Inspection Service announced it will declare salmonella as a contaminant in breaded and stuffed raw chicken products. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says this is an important first step in launching a broader initiative to reduce salmonella illnesses associated with poultry in the U.S. The move means FSIS will be able to ensure highly contaminated products that could make people sick aren't sold to consumers. Larger loans continue to boost lending activity in the second quarter of 2022, while farm loan interest rates edged higher. The Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City says the volume of non-real estate agricultural loans grew steadily alongside an increase in the number of average size loans. Interest rates remained historically low, but continued to increase in recent quarters and on nearly all types of farm loans as benchmark rates continued rising. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.